Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, ladies and germs. It is Festivus Friday time, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39 Championship Barbecue, pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com. Dana Wright, you get the honorary first grievance of every week if you'd like to take it.
I'm going to defer, but tell everyone that I had a blast today with my former work husband, Dave Helling, and Eric Wesson, and Brian Ellison. We all participated in Year in Review, looking back at all the stories this past year. Okay. It airs Friday, December 26th. Stay tuned. My only grievance after that gratitude for having Nick Haynes invite me back is that my glasses, my readers, broke about 30 seconds before we started taping. They put duct tape to my glasses. You'll be able to tell when I'm putting them on the show. I look like this, Scott. Picture Urkel, but worse.
Sam, we'll get to your grievance in a little bit, okay, buddy? You just hang in there.
Oh, I'll be ready.
Okay. I have many skills. Let me be the very first.
I will find my package, and I will take it home.
You will regret it. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start with Dana in Lawrence. Dana, hello.
Dana in Lawrence.
Hey, how are you guys? How are you, Scott? How are you, Dana?
Good.
Good. Well, thank you. Welcome. Happy holidays.
Same.
So, wow, I can't believe I'm getting up right after, well, Dana, the first major grievance of a caller. But anyway, so I'm calling about parking. So I live in Lawrence, and if you guys have ever tried to park in downtown Lawrence, you know that you drive along, and you're looking for that car to be backing out.
You're looking for the lights,
grievance is the people who have their backup or brake lights on, and clearly, and you're sitting there waiting and waiting, thinking they're backing out, and they never do. They're always checked out, and it's so frustrating because you got cars lined up behind you wondering why you can't move along, and it's so annoying. People, pay attention.
Let me ask you a quick question, and then we're going to move on, but why has downtown Lawrence never built a parking garage?
Well, they do have a parking garage.
Where is it?
Not off of Mass. There's a couple. There's one by the library and one around 7th or 10th and Mass.
Dana, it's a good grievance, and I will just add that I have done something illegal on Mass, and that is called the J-turn. Do you know what a J-turn is? It is specifically illegal.
Where you turn into a parking spot across the street.
Yeah, so you're driving this way, and the parking spot's over there, and you do a little wide U to steal the spot. Lawrence police put on Twitter a couple years ago, that's called a J-turn, and it is illegal.
Is it really?
Illegal.
Watch me.
I still do it.
I was going to say, watch me.
I'm an expert J-turner.
Chuck in Independence. Hello, Chuck.
Oh, it's my time to shine. Okay.
Yep.
Two things about giant green home improvement store where you save big money. Okay, the first one. The first one is, here we go. You have to, when you go pick up lumber, you got to walk to the back of the store, tell them what lumber you want, pay for it there, and walk back out to your car and then drive around at the back and get it yourself, of all things. That's first thing. Okay, here's the second thing. Everything on their website is 11% off. That's with the rebate. Okay, fine, whatever. But then I got to get my receipt, find a stamp. Who has that? Print off another thing to fill out my rebate form, mail in my rebate, and 4 to 5 weeks later, I may or may not get a rebate. That's all I got.
Okay.
Chuck, thank you. I've always said it seems like a lot of work to get 11 cents off your purchase, but you do you.
Sid in Leavenworth. Sid, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, my grievance is with the amount of sports news that you guys talk, especially today. You spent approximately an hour and a half talking about what the Chiefs may or may not do. I'm so tired of hearing about the Chiefs. That's it.
We're tired of talking about it, Sid.
Sid, but can I offer a defense, yes or no? It's not a challenge.
Sure.
Okay. We do not break down numbers or stats on this show. We never will. We never have. And but to deny the newsworthiness of a billion-dollar sports franchise moving across state lines and the impact that that would have on this community, not to even mention the Royals yet. I'm just talking about the Chiefs. That is huge. It's arguably one of the biggest news stories, if not sports stories, in Kansas City history.
That's why you have a sister station called The Fan.
Well, that would be like saying that, and I'm not challenging.
But I love it, Sid.
The equivalent of that is NBC News at 5:30, the nightly news, should ignore the major news story of the day because they've got MSNBC. And you have to turn your microphone on.
There are times we have to discuss things. And trust me, Sid, oh my gosh, I even said this on KCPT. We are so sick and tired of talking about, I don't even care. Just start
digging.
Make a decision. And build it somewhere, and let's be done.
I don't disagree with you, but if we were to ignore it,
idiots.
This is not how the media works. If we were to ignore it, we would basically be inviting our listeners to go find it somewhere else, which would be down the hall at The Fan. And so my job is to keep the ratings high. It's Dana's job and Sam's job too. And if this is the talk of the town, then we have to talk about it. If it moves into the arena of sports, no pun intended, we still have to discuss it. That's just the way the business works. And if we didn't, we'd be doing a disservice. And that sounded like a challenge, and I apologize. I will put myself in 5 minutes timeout in just a minute. Beverly.
That was definitely a challenge.
I know it was. Beverly and Tremble. Hello, Beverly.
Hi. I have a gratitude and a grievance, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
My gratitude, I am very grateful to be a volunteer ambassador at the KCI airport. I meet so many wonderful people, and we have a wonderful airport. The grievance, though, is with MoDOT and the signage along all the highways. The reflective tape is either coming off or doesn't work, and they've got to get it done before FIFA gets here.
Okay.
The reflective tape.
Yeah, on the signs, you know how you say, like, exit 48?
Oh, yes. I know what you're saying
it's
now.
It's dulling is what you're saying.
You can't see it, like, if you're driving.
Okay. All right. Beverly, appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Have a great weekend and a Merry Christmas. Travis in Garnett. Travis, hello.
Scott, Dana, it's so good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you.
I have a gratitude.
Okay.
I want to give a big shout out to the Garnett Fire Department and all the love and support we've got from the community. We lost our house in a house fire early Monday morning. Mm. And it was, they were there within 5-10 minutes of being called. And because of what was in the attic, and they couldn't save it. But me, my girlfriend, and my furry buddy, we all got out alive, and that's what matters.
Thank God for that. That's the one thing you can't replace.
I just want to give a big shout out to the Garnett Fire Department and Anderson County Emergency Management in general.
Wow.
As my brothers and firefighters, we definitely take care of our own.
Travis,
and I'm nothing but blessed and grateful.
Right on, man.
Travis, we're so sorry that you lost your house, but so grateful you are okay.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39 Championship Barbecue, pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Let's go to Dale in... Let's go to Dale in Eastern Shawnee. Hello, Dale.
How you guys doing? Scott, listen, as a fellow 50-some-year-old man who shares your handicap with an incurable immaturity, you really have to move. I love airplane quotes as much as the next guy. It was great 80s humor, but I have difficulty explaining to my 12-year-old daughter why a 50-some-year-old man on the radio is talking about grown men naked.
Have you ever seen one, Dale?
Every day in the mirror. But. Yep. It was great 80s humor. It just doesn't translate to today. And you just sound creepy. You really do. Well, ask your daughters. They'll tell you.
Hey, Dale.
Yes, Scott.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Have you ever been Dodge City?
No, I have not.
I have. There's nothing there to see. Guys, I love the show. And have a great weekend. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Be well,
Thank
man.
You so
Take
much.
Care of yourself. Robert in Odessa. Hello, Robert.
Hello. I want to piggyback on the reverse lights out of Lawrence. So the bow tie vehicles, the newer ones, the reverse lights come on for whatever reason when you're in park, when you just stop, when you turn it on, and it's very annoying because you're sitting there waiting for them to back up, and their reverse lights are not there for reverse only.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either, Robert.
Yes, it's very annoying.
Huh. All right, man. Hey, appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Hetty Jean.
Yeah.
Hi, Hetty.
Well, hello.
Hetty Jean. Hold on, radio. Hey, I talked to you, okay? Hey.
Hi.
Dana.
Yes.
You guys good?
We're good.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just ran into my nephew, and I ain't seen him in about 10 years.
Well, do you need me to put you on hold so you can talk to him and we'll come back to you?
No, he going to come over, and we gonna play some cards, maybe.
Okay.
What time did the party start?
About 5 a.m.
Yep, not fast. And see, I know you guys don't talk politics, but my grievance starts with a T, and it starts with politics, but we're going to move on because I might have to write a song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I might have to write a song. Oh. And the Chiefs is doing what they going to do, so that's not really a grievance. Money is money. And let me tell you, it money will make you listen.
Hetty Jean?
What?
Send us out the right way.
For the money?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Hetty Jean.
All right. Diane in Lexington, Missouri. Hello.
Hi. Well, you know, I listen to you in the morning and in the evenings on my commute back and forth to town.
Thank you.
And I really enjoy the program, but it seems like as of late, all I hear are sports. Since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, since this other thing's come into town, you know, I'd like to hear a little bit more world news or other stuff in your stack besides sports. Okay, I get that sometimes news is news, but really, give it a break.
Diane, I could not agree with you more. And I promise when the announcement is made, we will announce it.
We're not going to get reaction.
We are moving on. We will get reaction, and then we're moving on.
Here's what I will simply say this. It is hard, and I'm not challenging your grievance. I agree with you. We are a news station, but sometimes sports transcends news.
It is almost impossible to ignore it, is the best way to say it.
And we kind of find ourselves at a weird crossroads in Kansas City right now where we have a very successful football team, and they're thinking about leaving their current home. We also have the world's largest tournament coming to town in 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's going to be impossible to avoid that as well. It just is. Here's what I'll promise you. We will never break down a stat. We will never tell you about how to do offsides in soccer because nobody cares. But how you ignore the impact of these several stories that happen to be sports related, I'd have to turn in my journalism degree. I would just have to turn it in because I'm no longer a journalist.
Strike two.
We don't do that. We don't do that at all, and we never will. But sports is huge in Kansas City right now. And I don't mean the teams. I mean what's going on the outside with the teams threatening to move, with FIFA coming in. Here's what I promise you. We'll try to minimize it and get to stories that are not Chiefs or Royals moving.
I promise.
Or FIFA related. But when we have to, we have to. There's no getting around it. Robert in Belton. Robert, hello.
Oh, yeah. Happy Festivus Friday, everybody.
Happy Festivus Friday.
Hey. Listen, I just want to assure you I'm not calling from a ladder, okay? But my grievance, now, I'm not the fashion police, so I've given up on trying to complain about people wearing pajamas in public. But for the love of all that's holy, please make sure your pajama pants have a drawstring. That's all I'm saying. Tired of getting mooned in the bread aisle, you know what I mean.
Best grievance all day, Robert.
All right. You all have a great weekend.
Cinch it up,
you
people.
You do the same, buddy. Good one. Let's go to Bruce in Raytown. Hey, Bruce.
I had something to say, but I just wanted to say to Dana, I'm 80 years old, and I've had glasses since I was 10.
Oh.
They were prescription glasses that I don't mind at all. I put them on when I get up in the morning, take them off when I go to bed. I don't have to wonder where they are because they're always on my face.
One pair. That's a good idea.
Those readers are a joke. Just get your eyes tested and get some glasses.
Good idea. Anyway, you're right.
My grievance was I don't understand why some people on your show or your different shows on your station, because I listen to it all day long, know what's underneath the tree and know what's going down the highway. Underneath the tree is roots. Going down the highway is a route.
Yes.
Now, how simple? How simple is that? And just because somebody says it wrong doesn't mean you have to copy them.
What about Route 66, Bruce? Is that okay in that one example?
That's the only example. That's the only reason why people started calling routes routes, because that stupid show. I like the show. It's a great show. I just thought they goofed up the word, and now so many people think it's a route and not a route. And it's real simple. What's underneath the tree, Dana?
A route.
And what's going down the highway?
That's a route.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Everybody knows that, Bruce.
Grow up, Dana. Grow up and get you some glasses.
I'll do it, Bruce.
Bye.
You be well.
Well, that was an odd route to take.
Calling the route the route.
I like him. Jacob in Platte City. Hello, Jacob.
Hi, Scott. Hi. So my grievance is with the folks who are driving around just blinding the crap out of the rest of us, not giving a crap about it. It's the people who feel that they don't need to replace their low beam bulb because we have high beams to take their place, or the folks that don't understand why everybody's driving around flashing their lights at them. Folks, if there's a little blue light on your dash and you're not the only person on the road, you are angering a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you are the problem.
Okay.
That is all.
Goodbye.
Do you also think some of the newer cars just, it feels like the beams are higher?
Yes, I really do.
Even though they are not high beams.
100%. 913-586-7798. We do have three lines open if you want to grab one. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com. It is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, brought to you by Q39, Championship Barbecue, Pit to Plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Sally in Lawrence, you are next with your grievance. Hello.
Yes, I actually wanted to give a gratitude for the fact that you guys are talking about what's going on with these two sports teams, because I don't think that the general public is truly educated on what the economical impact could possibly mean to this metro area if these teams leave. Ask Cleveland what happened. Ask St. Louis what happened when the Rams left. And people are just, the fact that they just think that it's about a sport that's played on the field, yeah, that's the actual product. But the business behind it is such an economical flow through these cities that, I live on the Kansas side, and I hate to see them move, but I'd rather see them move across the state than leave the area altogether. So thank you for keeping the general public educated about what's going on.
Thank you for letting us. Take care. Have a great weekend. Okay, Sally?
You too.
All right, be well. Gail in KCK. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Well, first of all, I love the show. You guys are great. But
thank you.
My grievance is, all right, Dana.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Gail.
When you get enthused about something you've seen on TV and you start talking about it, you always say, but I don't want to give it away. But sometimes by the time you're done, I don't even have to watch it anymore.
I don't want to give it away, but this is what it's about generally.
Oh, oftentimes you go a little too far.
Well, Gail, I will start tempering my run, do not walks.
All right, honey, you do that.
You take care. Be well.
Thanks for the call.
All right, we do have an open line. Gail's line just opened up, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. If you want it, get in. We will definitely get you in before the top of the hour. Jacob in Linn County. Jacob, hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Appreciate you guys taking the call. I got an hour drive home from work every day, so you guys make it easier to drive home. But I just wanted to complain about the state of Kansas for a second. The product that I desire, I live 5 minutes from the border of Missouri. So just to think that I live that close to where it's that product is legal, that I have to go over there to get it and then be worried about the drive home is, I don't know, it's just worth complaining. It's been a long week. I appreciate you guys.
Well, and we said this on the air yesterday. I think Kansas and probably South Dakota or Wyoming, I don't think they're on the list yet, will be the last ones through that door. Yep. They just will. And that's a fact. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. We do have some open lines, so we need you in. Otherwise, Dana starts reading from Leviticus. 913-586-7798, and you don't want that. We'll definitely get you in before the top of the hour. Dakota in Independence. Hello.
Hello. I have a grievance and a request. The grievance is with the word or the words of affordable housing. Like, I don't know who nowadays working a normal 9-to-5 job can afford like $1,200 rent, including the rest of the bills afterwards. That's just my gripe. And then my request is, I was sick and I missed the Thanksgiving cranberry plop. Could I hear it?
Oh, you weren't in when...
How did that go, by the way?
It went pretty well. Jake Jeffries was in that day from Johnny Dare's morning show. And he participated in the plop. Sam, I don't know if you have access to it.
The plop.
Try not to get anything on the microphone.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a very expensive microphone. And right. Just let loose. Come on, buddy. Come on, baby.
Gross!
Oh!
It was a delayed plop.
That might be the best one yet.
Ready?
Yep.
Oh, this is when I did it. Come on, man. People said it sounded dirty. Come on, baby.
Ooh. There's no question that sounded dirty.
That was a relief.
If the phone is ringing, hang tight. We've got a number of lines and only one Sam, and we need to get Sam's grievance in here real quick. So we will do that here in just a moment as soon as he clears out line two for us. From the text line, where is the buzzer for when Scott challenges a grievance but keeps saying this is not a challenge? I am calling party foul.
If I had a taser, I would use it. I could just lightly tase you.
Okay. Okay. We are waiting for Sam to get off line two so he can get on the air. Okay, wrap it up. We understand Nikki's coming on in just a minute. We got it. All right, what is your grievance that you've been waiting all day to share with the good people of Kansas City?
So on Black Friday, I took advantage of some online Black Friday sales, and I purchased two things for my home gym. As you can imagine, those items are fairly heavy because they're for a gym.
Yeah.
I recognize that. So I expected there to be some sort of delay in the shipment of these products, right? Sure. They were supposed to show up not last Monday, but the Monday before that. And it took 3 extra days for the first one to show up, and my naive self thought they were showing up at the same time, totaling 180 pounds. I should have known better. However, we are now working on day 12, where I can look on the Fed, the RedTex
yes.
tracker app and see that my package has been loaded onto a delivery truck,
mm-hmm.
driven to my home. That driver then looks at said box, scans said box, and says, nope, not today, and then drives it back to the facility for that to be repeated the next day for 12 days in a row now. So I go online and I contact RedTex and I say, hey, any chance I can just come get said package? Again, fully understand it's a heavy package. Don't want to put that burden on a driver. You know, I'll take care of it. They tell me that I am not allowed to do that because of liability concerns.
Oh, come on.
So then I say, if I happen to see said RedTex truck, because I have seen said RedTex truck stop in front of my house 3 times in the last 12 days, can I go out and offer to get said package off of the truck for them? To which they told me, no, that's a liability. How do I get my package, RedTex?
Well, your package does weigh 90 pounds.
Well, the next time that I see said driver, despite their adamant response telling me that I am not allowed to do it, I will be flagging down said driver and begging him to quit holding my package hostage.
I'm going to your warehouse, buddy.
He can't. He asked if he could go, and they said no.
They told me I'm not allowed.
You can't just show up at their warehouse.
They're literally holding $200 of my dollars hostage, and I'd like it, please.
Okay.
That's my grievance.
All right. Sam, if you'll go ahead and get the other people online, since Nikki ran out of patience, 913-586-7798. A little breaking news here real quick. This is from NBC News. The U.S. military has launched strikes today against Islamic State Group infrastructure and weapon sites in Syria following an attack on U.S. and partner forces in Syria last week that killed three Americans. Two of them were U.S. Army soldiers. One was a civilian U.S. interpreter who were killed in the attack, according to the Department of Defense. The president announcing today on his social media site that the U.S. was, quote, inflicting very serious retaliation, just as promised, on the murderous terrorists responsible. The goal of the operation was to hit locations where ISIS is trying to reconstitute and to root out those forces and destroy their locations. The U.S. military is using A-10s, F-16s, and Apache helicopters. Angie in Kansas City. Angie, you're next. Hello.
Okay, my gratitude is you guys. Thank you again. You're fantastic. You make me smile and laugh. And, you know, for the people who don't want to listen to sports, move on. It's great. It's great news. My grievance, and I'm going to try not to get emotional, is for those of you who are still enjoying Christmases with kids and your family and your parents, please continue to enjoy those and mark them down as fantastic memories, because as you get older, it gets harder. And while there's still joy there, it's hard. And so just be grateful. And I am grateful, and I'm sorry to bring it down, but please enjoy all of your people while you still can.
Angie, that's an important reminder.
Well said,
and thank you.
Will in Overland Park before we get to a short break. Hello, Will.
Hello to my favorite show. Oh. I have a gratitude.
All right.
For the first time in 35 years, I am 100% debt-free.
Good
as
for
of
you.
4 o'clock this afternoon.
Good for you, man. That's great.
And all I can say is thank you, Dave Ramsey, for telling me to quit being a wimp.
Good for you, Will.
So,
congratulations.
If I can do it, anybody can do it. I hope you have a great holiday season.
Hope you do as well.
Thank you,
man. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, let's get to it. Becky in Kansas City, you got the next one. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Thanks for asking.
Good. My grievance has to do with the podcasts. I think that they're great, but when Jam or No Jam is on, I'm always astounded, and I want to share it with my husband when I get home, and it's not out on the podcast.
No.
I can give you an explanation if you want to hear it.
Ugh, drives me crazy.
Okay.
We can play copyrighted music on the show for a brief amount of time. Like just now you just heard ZZ Top as we came back. That is perfectly legally allowed. As long as we don't play it too long. Because we are a talk station. Now a music station will play that whole song. And then they would have to pay a small fee to the rights holder on that song. If we keep it under a certain amount of time, we don't have to pay for it, okay? Mm-hmm. But if we were to put those songs on the podcast, that is illegal to put any patented music on our podcast is not legal.
Okay.
Even for 0.1 seconds, nope. It makes me so mad.
So short.
He's amazing, isn't he?
He should have a show. Like,
well, he does. It's called Kansas City's Morning News.
Right. I listen to that, but he should go on tour with Jam.
Well, I'll tell you this, because people have accused us over the years, and I don't even remember when we started it. It's probably been 7 or 8 years ago by now. People have accused us of giving Wink Starrett the songs in advance. I can assure you that has not
ever.
Not one time has that ever happened. We never give him the songs in advance, ever. So
he's amazing.
Okay. Hey, you have a great weekend.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. You too. Be well. Maggie. Hello, Maggie.
Hello.
In Kingsville. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
I hope everybody's well.
We are well.
I have a grievance about the people who did the vote for the Chiefs and the Royals. My grievance is... that I don't think that they have thought this through as far as the Royals and the Chiefs pay a lot in taxes. And all those taxes that they pay, they do things for Kansas City around that area. Now, where are all those people going to get that money from now if they leave? My thought is then those people who voted it out are going to end up having to have their taxes raised anyway.
It's possible. It's very possible. There's a reason that said, and not to get into the sports talk again, apparently we're banned from doing that. But there is a reason. What I'm saying is there is a reason that cities fight to get expansion teams or fight to keep the teams that they currently have. They're not losing money on a sports franchise. If they were, no city in America would want one. They bring in money. They are a tax boon.
Right.
So.
And I get that. I feel for all those people who voted for them to stay, because I don't think the other people really thought this through. There's going to be hard times if they leave.
It's going to be an interesting 2026, Maggie, that's for sure.
Yes.
It's going to be an interesting Monday. All right, Maggie, have a great night. Jason in North Kansas City, you get the last one. Hello, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing well, man. Thanks.
So my grievance is I'm not naming any names, but there's a particular fast food restaurant that served that I don't like much of their sandwiches, but they had this really great Italian, and then they got rid of it for a couple of years, right? Mm-hmm. Then they brought it back. and I haven't been down there yet, but I hadn't been down there for a bit, but I finally went down there to get my sandwich and I was really excited about it. And when they were fixing it, I was like, what's that? And that, oh, that's our new sauce. Like, what? New sauce. So they put a garlic sauce on it, and it was the original sauce that tied it all together. So my grievance is, why would you bring back a sandwich by popular demand and then change the sauce
that tied the
whole thing together? Yeah, they totally changed the sauce, and it doesn't taste good, so I'm never going to get it again. So I don't know who made that decision, but they need to get some coal in their stocking.
Okay. Let me give you a quick programming note. You're going to hear two guys talking to four guys tomorrow. The two guys don't know what they're talking about. The other four guys do. And that's because Sam and I, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, 6 to 10, we'll be hosting the Tobin Lawn and Garden Show here on KMBZ.
I don't think you could have summarized that any better. That was perfect.
Thank you very much. Two guys talking to four guys. The two guys don't know anything that they're talking about. The four guys do. It's real simple.
I will be calling in. My name is Mira Lax.
No, Mira from Lax City.
She's going to mess it up.
You know I am.
So tune in tomorrow. Sam and I will be back in exactly 12 hours from right now. Today is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. It is also the anniversary of the premiere of the movie Titanic, which came out 28 years ago.
I'll never let you go.
She did. Bitch. The alien comet spaceship will be flying closest to the Earth tonight. 3i Atlas.
Get ready.
Sam, Stevie, and I will be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Dana Wright, our good friend and co-host. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.